So there's been an official correction, and this affects our pensions. Now, depending on what point we are with our pensions, this could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. So the correction relates specifically to the NASDAQ, where many of the large tech companies in the world are listed. And it is official. A market correction is triggered when a market drops by more than 10% since its recent peak. And this occurred yesterday, and actually things got worse today. The decline in the NASDAQ has continued below 10% since that peak. So how can this be a good thing for some people's pensions? Well, if you're in the accumulation phase for your pension, meaning you're actively paying in to your pension, then each time you contribute to your work pension, pay money into your pension, or a SIP even, then it's likely that the company that holds your pension's money will then invest that into stocks and shares. And when stock prices are high, you're paying a lot of money for a share. When it's low, you're paying lower. But so when a correction occurs, the price has dropped by at least 10%. And that means you get more shares for your money, which is a good thing. Now, this is, of course, reliance on the value of them then increasing again, which is a fundamental pattern of the markets that, well, we've relied upon this happening consistently since the markets were formed way back in, was it 1602? I think it was the East India Company, back then. And although the world feels topsy-turvy now, there's been a lot of turbulent events in the last 420 years, and the markets have always recovered. I mean, we're talking World War One, we're talking the Spanish flu, we're talking the Great Depression, we're talking World War Two, we're talking COVID-19. I mean, that puts it in context, and Trump's shenanigans don't seem as important when you put them in that context, do we? So the basic principle of buying low works well if you're building a pension. However, if you've stopped accumulating your pension and now start decumulating, which in English means spending your pension, then if stocks you own are at a lower value when you sell them to provide you cash to live on, then this means less money in your pension. And this is particularly bad if you sell all your stocks in one go to buy, say, a pension annuity. So the US markets are dragging the rest of the world markets down with them at the moment. And I think that there's a lot more to this than just Trump's tariffs. This drop, for me, is related to changes in how the markets are viewing AI stocks. Now, if you followed my channel for some time, you'll know that I have a big downer on US tech stocks due to their ludicrous price-to-earning ratios for tech stocks. I also have some personal experience that kind of forms my view on where we are with tech stocks. So back in early 1999, I was working with PwC, and my role back then was to audit dot-com CEOs who were floating their business on the stock market. And I was there to give a view on the information they provided to investors around their performance, you know, their web metrics, all that kind of stuff. And I became really jaded about dot-com stocks back then, because when I interviewed these different CEOs in different companies, they all had a common message, which was, actually, Eric, profitability is not where we're focusing. We're actually planning an exit strategy. So what they were saying there is that they didn't expect the business to do well or even to last for a long time. They expected the share price to shoot up based on the lack of knowledge of the investors in this new dot-com industry. And it was new back in 1999. Now, they were then going to bail and take their cash with them. But things are different this time. It's not like that now. But one thing is the same. Stock valuations are still based on shares being bought by people who don't really understand where the continued growth from AI will come from. And we're talking such companies as Nvidia and AMD, etc. And my view is that AI is completely transformative and will have a huge amount of value to the market. What I don't agree with is that the likes of Nvidia, AMD, even Google, Apple, Microsoft will be the biggest winners here. So when the gold rush started in America, most of the early money was made by the companies who made the picks and the spades to dig the gold up. Now, this didn't last very long, though, but the value of gold still continues on. Likewise, for those that make these chips and the data centers that use them, they might make a quick buck, and they have made a quick buck at the start, but the real money for me will be made by companies that use these services to improve their own productivity. Not those that are making the tools, such as the chips and the data centers, but the people who are making real business use of it. And again, I think there's a misunderstanding of where this new technology is headed, and that's driving unsustainable growth in the wrong type of companies. So in my last video earlier this week, most of the comments were that such things as the S&P 500 and the world indices, they're going to recover quite quickly. And I 100% agree with that. They always do. It's in 1604. You know, they always have. But others have said, no, I'm buying the dip. I'm going heavy on Nvidia. And that's the bit that gets me worried. So most of these companies who I audited back in 1999 were flying high. They don't even exist now. They completely disappeared. Now, when the market catches on that they've been chasing the wrong hare in the race, things move on quickly. As in the year 2000, the NASDAQ crash proved. Anyway, it's my Friday rant. I hope any of this was useful. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. I love reading them. And until next time, have a good weekend.